Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Live Your Dream, where we are live. We're live out of my new office space in Fayetteville, North Carolina, one of the first locations that I will have out of many. I'm so excited about our lineup today, where we're going to have Toni C. Tooley out of Atlanta, Georgia, where she's a model, and she's doing wonderful and great things, got a lot of things, great things lined up for 2016. And also we're going to have Carice Robinson out of Columbia, South Carolina, a great photographer who I've had a chance to chat with last weekend, and we're going to break some grounds there in Columbia and do wonderful things when it comes to the modeling industry and also just be able to connect with others. He has a business network that he has up and running there also, and I definitely want to, you know, go over in that arena and network with business owners. So today is actually here I'm in Fayetteville. I'm sitting in my office space looking out the window. It's kind of gloomy. So, of course, with that, you know, a lot of people say, I want to stay in. I want to be warm. I want to be comfortable. So and today I'm here actually just looking out over the city, looking at the cars flowing where everybody have a purpose and reason and place where they need to be. And I'm where I'm at right now and awaiting actually to bring these two wonderful people on. Earlier today, everything was moving smoothly with our studio, Farza Radio. And by any chance at this point, we just recently actually got disconnected out of that arena. So Carice, Toni, you listening, please just go ahead and call my direct number. And what we'll do is I'll pull you on that way. We'll still be live on the radio show. So unfortunately, as I just say, nothing is perfect. You have to just speak in that manner and having everyone to say. I know network TV, everything over the years, they make things to perfection where it looks perfect, but behind the closed scenes, you know, there isn't. But in my case, of course, I'm a one-woman show today. As far as I'm hosting it and I'm my co-host. He's en route also coming up shortly. But in the meantime, we're going to definitely make things happen. Said, I definitely want to say welcome again, everyone. A lot of big things happening here in the city of Fayetteville. Things happen on social media. Yesterday, we put out in our Fars magazines, we have 26 editions that we did last year. We did one in November of 2013, and then the others, actually, for 2014, then the others was in 2015. We clicked on 90 names alone just to bring in to the fold and say, wow, you know, how amazing is 90 people? And plus, we didn't get to click on everyone, but 90 people have contributed to being in our magazine over the year. And I am just so I got very teary-eyed. I had an emotional moment because we contact everyone. Some people contact us, of course, and we actually connected. So for them to see something special in what my company is doing, I'm just so amazed and so just appreciative of all God's blessings that I have, you know, in front of me and happening right now. I just got out of a meeting with marketing team who's going to be working with me here in Fayetteville and also through social media, decide on another artist, which he's a rap artist, a gospel rapper. How about that? He's coming aboard with our network. And some other rappers going to come aboard too. So that's going to just make our equation even better when it comes to living your dream and getting our network, you know, out there even further. So I am just so happy. First of all, just want to say thank you, God, for allowing this to take place. I give all the glory to him in all means. We do have another caller going to come through shortly by where I stated just call me directly and I'll get you on. And I believe we have Toni. Toni, are you on with us?
Yes, I am. Hi,
Toni. Toni. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for asking. I know it's been about a week and a half since me and you chatted.
Yes.
So we want to let you introduce yourself. I've given your first thing. You go ahead and put, you know, everything else out there and just share with the listeners what's going on with you.
Okay, well, I'm going to start off first by saying my name is Tony, a.k.a. Charm. I am a model. I'm a fitness trainer. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm also a writer. And what's going on right now, besides working with Ms. Darlene, and she's getting me out there and everything, I've been meeting up with a couple of celebrities, designers, over the past weekend. And wow. Right now, yeah, right now they're sizing me up. They want me to take some, they want me to do some photo shoots in their outfit and everything.
Ooh.
They think, yeah, he told me I look like his mannequin. His name is Mr. Ben. I can't quite get his last name, but he did a lot of reality stars, designer.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they have an audition this Sunday for the Celebrity Hip Hop Awards fashion show.
Yes.
So I will be attending that. I will be going to that.
Yes.
And I know. Very exciting. Sorry.
Yes, I'm excited.
And, yes, ma'am. So I just want to encourage all the young ladies and the gentlemen out there. You know, if you're trying to, it's not always about the exposure. It's always about meeting the right people and learning the industry and learning what to do. And that's what I was telling the designer. I was like, you know, I don't want to just rock your outfit for exposures. You know, I want to own it. I want to show people that anything is possible. And one of the designers, I'm not going to say her name, but she felt like, you know, a lot of people just wanted to use her clothes and not really give her props.
Right,
so I want to also shout out to the designers that, you know, pray and ask God to bring the models there to, you know what I'm saying, to work with you to do more than just exposures, because it's more than it than just exposures out there.
Yeah.
So I just want to, I was big on that this weekend because a lot of, you know, it's some models out there that take it for granted. They rock these designers' outfit, but they don't give them props. They just do it for themselves. And we all have to work as a team together to come together so we can make this thing work. So that's what I'm dealing with right now, and I'm just representing everybody. And I'm just, like you always say, Ms. Darlene, anything is possible, but you have to do it the right way.
Right, and that is so true. Because, you know, even with the exposure, that's just one segment of it. But your heart got to be in it. You have to be passionate about it, too. Because
right.
A lot of people, when I think of you giving credit to what credit is due in all aspects, I was at a fashion show last night, and I love it when they acknowledge, like, you know, the makeup stars. They had them parade the runway. They acknowledge, you know, the hairstylists. They acknowledge the people who actually made the back part of what we don't see, you know, there. So
right.
I love it when that comes to play, because that just show me and show others that, you know, that one person who's standing in front of you with that microphone did not make it all happen. It's other people that make it possible. So I'm excited to hear all that is going on with you, and just knowing that, you know, as you stated, Tony, from just the first time I ever have spoken with you, the first connection, and I can't wait to meet you. I was looking to come there this week here, but we have so much going on between now and next weekend, so I'm going to have to push it out a little bit further. But we're going to have to set a date when I do come. I was sharing with another young lady who's out of the area. Her name is Janelle. She's going to be helping me out with the runway, Princess of the Runway, Princess and Prince of the Runway, where we're going to have a modeling troupe there within Atlanta, and then we're going to branch it out to other areas. So I would love to meet you when I come there in that direction, so we can actually connect, you know, even in person. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. I see your office. I need to come see your office, honey.
Yes, exactly. So I do know that the first of the year, a lot of people put in on their resolution. I didn't put it on mine, but it's in there. It's in there. God already knows. So when it comes to working out and getting fit, where did all this come from? Did it come from you being, as far as a younger child, moving to being a teenager? When did it actually connect for you about fitness is
best? Okay. I'm glad you asked that question. Okay. So I have been doing sports way before middle school.
Right.
I have been doing, it was mainly basketball. I even earned the basketball scholarship back to my hometown. But anyways, the whole fitness thing, when I was in middle school, you know, I always said it, that I didn't want to work in the hospital. I didn't want to be a lawyer. You know, I always wanted to have a job that was fun and exciting and that helped people. Right. So basketball was my love. Therefore, I fell in love with fitness. So ever since then, I ran, lift weights. I did Zumba. I even did spiritual Zumba. And that's how I started it when I was in high school and I was going to church. And a lot of old ladies, they needed help. They couldn't move around and everything. So, you know, my pastor said it was in his spirit that I was supposed to help physically as well as spiritually.
Right.
So I started doing, it was actually spiritual dancing, and then Zumba came out, so I called it spiritual Zumba.
Ooh.
So ever since then, I came up with, well, my fiance, he helped me come up with my business name, which is called Tone Like Tony. So that's why if you see Tone Like Tony on social media, everybody knows that I don't just model. It comes in with fitness as well.
Yeah.
So, and then at the same time, working out is so important. It's not just to get a nice body. It's not just to look good. If you want to live long and stay healthy, honey, you have to be physical. You just have to, you have to stay busy. You have to stay active, physical. Yeah, you have to do your physical activities. That's what I'm trying to say. And you just have to stay at it. And a lot of people ask me, how your why your stomach always flat? Because I eat like a pig, Miss Darlene.
Are you serious? That's the next question.
I eat like a pig.
Are you serious?
You may not, you may can't tell, honey, but I can eat. You hear me? But let me tell you something, and that's the thing about it. Like, so many people like to eat, but they starve themselves because they're trying to get to a certain point when no matter how many times you don't eat, honey, you're still going to gain weight. It's all about maintaining it and toning it up and having fun with it. So everybody out there that have this, these fitness goals or whatever, don't force it. The whole thing is you have to have fun, and it's not just for physical but spiritually as well, and it is really relaxing and it's really fun, and you can get there. You really can. So.
Oh, wow, and that's great to know. And I know with me, I've been, over the years, I was under a certain weight and a certain, you know, size that I felt if I went over it, I felt it, I knew it, and I didn't want to go any further. But lately, within the last year, it's just got away from me. So I'm going to have to get back into my regimens and doing the things. Because you're right, with eating and stuff, that is a great a thing to, you know, people love the taste, the smell of food. But just eating, people think that when you don't eat, that that's going to help you lose weight. So I know. And so did you do any, like, fitness training? Did you have any training with this at all?
Ma'am, can you say that again?
Yeah, did you have any training, like to train you how to do different things and, you know, work with other, you know, other ones who, other people who want to actually get and lose weight themselves?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm actually fitness trainer certified and Zumba certified. Before I moved down here, I was working at, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I worked at the YMCA for 5 years. I worked at Anytime Fitness right before I moved here in Gainesville. So I'm actually just taking my time and just focusing on the modeling and stuff. But my clients, we still, believe it or not, Ms. Arlene, for some reason, I don't know, I guess because I build this fun relationship with my clients, they still want me to Skype them. They want me to Skype them and still show them how to work out and what to do, everything. So I do that for fun. So, yes, I do train people. I have been training people for about 7-8 years. I do have the experience. And, like, if, you know, you can go to my Facebook page /Tone Like Tony 1, and I encourage my clients, if they have any questions, they can inbox me, and I can just start, I'm going to start back posting physical activities on there for them to do at home or outside, even when they're at work and they're just sitting there forever. So, yes, I have been working with people. To this day, I'm still working with people to get to a certain goal. So, yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So when it comes down to as far as prices and stuff, is something that you have already out there?
Can you repeat that again, Ms. Darlene?
When it comes down to prices, is it something that you already have out there, like where they can see, or it's something that you work with them on individual according to whatever they need.
Now, because the gym, you know, I'm a fitness trainer and the gym pays me well, when it comes to my business, believe it or not, I only charge like $5 a session because a lot of people don't go to the gym because either they can't afford it at the moment or they're going to the gym, they're paying to go to the gym, but they're not even going to the gym, therefore you waste some money.
Right.
And at the same time, it gives me more hands-on fun time with my clients. So I only do like $5 a session just for the fun part, and people be like, no, really? And I be like, yeah, you know, I really love doing fitness. It's one of my passions.
Yeah.
So I don't charge much on the side. And it's a lot of fitness trainer out there, honey, that charge $80, $100 for a personal training. Now, if it was on a professional level, that would be different. But Tone Like Tony is my personal business that I love to enjoy, my little hobby on the side. I love to help people get them where they need to be at. Because a lot of people, they cannot focus spiritually because they're too busy trying to get to a certain level physically. Therefore, if we be a servant to one another and help at a, you know, helping hand, then they don't have to worry about going out spending $100 to $1,000 on a trainer who really don't have their best interest at heart. Not saying that all of them don't, but I mean, let's be real about it. Everybody trying to make money. Everybody trying to eat. So.
Right. And that is such a durable, even, you know, when you look at it from that aspect, far as when it comes down to money, a lot of people, shun away from different things because they say, I don't have the money. But a lot of times, Tony, I find a lot of it, either you in or you out, regardless. You could charge $5 or $1,000. If someone is committed to wanting to really do it, when they're ready to, they're going to do it.
Right.
What would you say about that? Because that's the way I see it. Because a lot of times we use excuses like every Monday is the day we all going to actually start working out, or either, you know, the first of the year is something big, and we keep saying, oh, yeah, the first of the year I'm going to go in my and I'm going to get this done and I'm going to do this. But in actuality, when we really need to be starting is that very next day, or not waiting until 2 months later to say I'm on the first of the year.
I hear that literally all the time.
Yeah.
I have clients tell me, oh, let's do it this day, and then another you come up or whatever. And I'm like, okay, you really don't want to.
Right. So I'm excited. So, Tony, so I do know you mentioned at the top of the hour, share with your listeners what you have going on coming up. You're going to be actually modeling for a designer. And were you able to tell us the designer?
His name is Ben. I don't have his last name, but if anybody know, I could just say Young Jock, his baby mama. What's her name? I forgot her name. But anyways, he don't design for, but most of the reality, like hip hop, Atlanta hip hop and stuff. Those young ladies, they buy all of his designs. Miss Darlene, they are so. They are so beautiful. The dresses are so gorgeous. Like, it's so beautiful.
That
I'm going to have to send you some pictures over.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to send you the link over.
Yeah, send me everything because even we'll see how, because that's the whole thing, too. You just never know, how we could connect, and not only with him, but who knows, we might can show up or something. I don't know how that would work. But I definitely, when I say show up, not show up without invited. But you know what I mean? Just connect, and maybe there is some openings where I could actually be there and be a support for you as well.
Right.
So
but I do want you to see it.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely. I'm excited. I'm so super excited. So let everyone know. You already share with the name on Facebook. You actually have your own Facebook page now. And then you did say you have a photo shoot coming up, right?
Yes, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Ooh, excited about seeing that as well. And
yes,
and make sure that you, whoever you're having a photo shoot with, you want to put his name out there or her name out there?
Yes, I'm meeting them through one of my business partners. So they're actually doing this for me, like a surprise photo shoot. So I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, well, that's going to be lovely. I bet it's going to be wonderful. And
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. And when you get that information, because we're looking for photographers to join our network. Everybody's listening. We want photographers to join our network. We want it to be seamless where a model needs a photographer. If one can't do it, the next one is available. So we definitely want that to happen. So that will definitely be great stuff there. So, Tony, if there's nothing else to be said, our time is up. If you have anything you want to say out to the listeners, you want to share some more information about your social media?
Yes, ma'am. I do want to say one of my personal photographers, his name is Wayne Morgan. He's located in Midtown in Atlanta. He's very professional, great work. He has a lot of stuff coming up and everything.
Yeah.
So if somebody's listening and they're looking for a great photographer with a great price, his name is Wayne Morgan. You can Facebook him or Google him. And also, I would like to say, Ms. Darlene, thank you for this opportunity. I love this radio show, and I mean, I'm just excited about what's about to come.
Ooh, I'm excited too. Ooh, you should see, I'm just all big smiles right now because I'm happy. I'm so, so happy, and imagine what next year we're going to be saying about all the stuff, the people that were in the magazines for last year, and what this year are going to bring, and we're going to be talking about it in January, and like, oh, 2016
yes, ma'am.
Was this.
Also, Ms. Darlene, I don't want to forget, you represent the Fashionology now.
Yeah.
The Fashionology tour starts in Atlanta April 23rd. Then
yes.
The next one is South Carolina, Charlotte. Yeah. And
yes.
Then next one is Chicago.
Okay. Will you be doing all three of them? Are you going to be doing just the one in Atlanta right now?
I am going to be doing all three of them.
Ooh, awesome. And I definitely
Yeah,
great. I already made connection for the Atlanta. Actually one where our media team is going to be there, but I will definitely reach out to them also for the other two because even if I can't be there, I want our magazine to pick it up and travel with it. They can always forward the information because we want to showcase you in all of it because at this point, it's going to the roof. Everything we do is over the top, and it's over the top because God says so. And
right.
I am in the mix of just in the forum as this vessel being used and governed. I was considering moving into management, and I was, you know, having it at roundtable talks and talking with other people. And, you know, other day I was just laying there and God just spoke in my spirit that right now I just need you to bridge the gap. Right now I just need you to bridge people over, give them the exposure, provide a platform for them. And I said, okay, God, that's what we'll do. So as far as me moving into management, that'll come whenever I'm led, you know, by him to do so. But at this point, this is what I'm going to be doing, and I'm so excited because I have a lot of things on my plate anyway, anyhow. And however God, you know, chooses to use me, that's what I'm here for.
Right. Amen, sister.
Amen. But thank you, Tony, for tuning in and calling in. Listeners, we appreciate you. Tamara Koss, the rapper. I call him the truth. He will be, we'll have an open call tomorrow from 9 to 1. And on the 16th, where his video shoot will actually be done. We have models and ladies coming from Atlanta, also Georgia, Pooler, Greenville, South Carolina, Virginia. We have different places of location, people traveling in for this open call. And I appreciate everyone who's out there who have not submitted their information. You still have time. You have between tomorrow up until 1 o'clock. So thank you all for everything. So, Tony, we're going to go ahead and close out, but we're going to say at the count of 3, live your dream. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Great. 1, 2, 3.
Live your dream.
Woo! Live your dream, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you're living it, putting forth the effort towards it, because you're going to be blessed by it. Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
No problem. Thank you, Ms. Darlene. Have a beautiful
day. You're welcome.
Dear.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.